Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Are you worried that you haven't seen anything of your teen's face in the last year except the reflection from the glow of his cell phone? You are not alone. In fact, UW School of Medicine and Public Health, along with Facebook, are interested in where your teen's mind is at and how the media he is consuming is affecting him. Dr. Megan Moreno is a professor in the School of Medicine and Public Health at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She's also the head of the social media and adolescent research team there. Dr. Moreno, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us about this study. What are you doing? And what's the Facebook connection?
Sure. This study is really rooted in a lot of the concerns like you described, and those are concerns that we hear in clinic a lot of how parents have concerns about how their teens' interactions with media impacts not just their health, but their well-being. And what we're interested in is that very question. What ways that teens interact with media impact their health and well-being?
So how are we defining media?
Great question. So we're mostly focusing on interactive media. So that would include social media, that would include interactive gaming, that might include even more advanced things like virtual reality or virtual assistants.
But messaging your friends, is that kind of an interactive media that you're looking at too?
It's a great question. A lot of times we think about messaging friends through message apps or through text messaging more as a communication tool. But what often elevates it to media is when there's a component of entertainment or competition or a visual aspect to it. But some of the study will be figuring out what teens think media is.
So how long is this research going to take and how are you going about it? Who are you talking to?
So the first stage of the research will last over the next year. And one of the things we'll do is we'll do a large scale survey of teens as well as their parents. And we'll be asking them about ways that they interact with media and also asking about health and well-being measures, both for teens and for parents. What's a little unique about the study is that we recognize that by partnering with Facebook, there could be concern about whether we're doing research on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And we're not. We're really interested in understanding the functions of media. And so the way that we'll structure questions actually won't have any brand names. So there won't be the word Facebook on the survey.
What is Facebook interested in? Why are they funding these kinds of things?
I think that they understand the phenomenon of social media has become such a force and become such an impact on teens and their health. And I think they want to understand what components of different social media platforms have what effects on teens so that they could potentially adjust their platform in order to address concerns.
And we're talking teens. We're really talking 13 to 19, or are you taking 12-year-olds? Does it go up a little past 20?
Yeah, our study will mostly focus on 13 to 18-year-olds, so that time frame when adolescents are living with their parents, they're still in middle school or high school, that'll be the focus.
And how many kids are you looking at?
We will probably, in this first phase, look at somewhere around 4,000 or 5,000 kids.
Wow. Mm-hmm. With a staff of what size?
Well, we'll be partnering with some online survey platforms like Qualtrics, and that will help us achieve those recruitment goals. And we also want to ensure that we get a national sample of teens so that it's not just focused on one location.
We are talking to Dr. Megan Moreno. She's doing a study at UW-Madison exploring teens' relationships with media and technology. You talked about getting sort of a baseline of health and well-being of the kids and the parents. Define what health and well-being is.
It's a great question. A lot of what we'll focus on, one area is the areas of health that we know from previous research are affected by media. So probably no surprise, that would include sleep, that would include physical activity. There have been some studies suggesting there may be connections between depression or anxiety. So that's one that we will want to definitely investigate. Mm. And then we'll look at some measures of well-being, such as empathy, such as feeling social connection, being able to communicate with friends. So some of those measures that don't always traditionally make it into health-based studies, but that we know are really important to teens' lives.
Yeah, I've talked to teens who are anxious because they say they're not good on social media. So they're having trouble communicating with their friends because they feel awkward on social media, and that just makes them anxious. Is that the kind of thing they're going to be talking about?
I think that we will be looking at those types of concerns. And it's interesting that you bring that up, because there are some patients that I see that describe that they feel really anxious in face-to-face settings and feel like social media is a lifeline. So I think some of what will be the lens that we'll be looking at this study is not that every kid is the same, mm-hmm. but trying to understand patterns around kids. So if you're a kid who's anxious in this setting and you interact with platforms in this way, this actually might be beneficial to you. But if you're a kid with these qualities and you interact in this way, it may not help. So we're trying to take this really deep dive to be able to understand some of those patterns so that parents and kids can make decisions about how they're going to interact with media.
Okay, so parents are a part of this. What do you expect to learn from parents, and how can parents impact our teens' digital lives?
I think some of what we want to understand is parents' interaction with social media, because I think that's something that we hear from teens is really salient to them and a growing issue for them, both in terms of how much time do their parents spend on social media? Are their parents spending time on social media to the exclusion of time with them? And even things like how do parents represent their kid on social media is becoming a growing issue for teens. So I think we want to be at that cutting edge of understanding what are some of these issues.
So parents who like, you know, put photos of their kids on Facebook and talk about their kids on Facebook, or perhaps maybe on the radio, and teens get kind of maybe not happy about that.
Well, I think the question is, we really don't know. We know some teens aren't happy about it. We also don't know whether there are certain ways in which teens are more comfortable being portrayed on social media.
So social media has spread through culture pretty rapidly. Teens will often look at their parents with their heads in their devices also. So are you asking parents to kind of like think about their consumption of social media too?
We definitely are. We're asking questions with parents about their own technology use, their own experiences interacting with technology, and their own feelings of whether they feel like they're in control when they're interacting with technology. And I think this idea of parent role modeling is so critical. And in the most recent American Academy of Pediatrics media policy statement, they specifically called out parents recognizing their role as a role model for media. And I think as we see social media isn't going away, parents need to understand that they are taking on that role modeling of what's okay.
Put the phone down, Mom. Put the phone down and talk to me.
Yeah.
So you guys were selected for this study. Are there other research institutions that are also doing this study?
We will be primarily leading the study, but one piece that we're really excited about is that once we have the data, once we've done some of our preliminary analyses and made sure the data looks appropriate, we will be making the data available online so that other researchers can apply and use the data. So creating this large data set that others can use is one of our goals.
And we talked about Facebook, and you want to leave people with a message that Facebook is not controlling this data in any way, shape, or form.
I think that's very true. I think that the way that we are looking at this study is that we are approaching it with the exact same objectivity and scientific rigor as we do for some of our other studies that are funded by the National Institutes of Health.
We have been talking to Dr. Megan Moreno. She is a professor in the School of Medicine and Public Health at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She's also the lead of the Social Media and Adolescent Health Research Team. Megan, thank you for being in studio with us.
Thank you.
Coming up next, pregnancy. Why is our culture so obsessed with this? I'm Carrie Kaufman. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.